There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 49 of the tabernacle, Jesus among us. Aaron Davis once said, God did more than descend in a cloud. He wrapped himself in human flesh and walked among the people he'd made. Through Jesus, humankind experienced fellowship with God undivided by poles and curtains. Our text today is John 1, verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The recurring theme in our study of the tabernacle is God's desire to dwell with his people. No furnishing of the tabernacle better illustrates this than the Ark of the Covenant. God is passionate about revealing himself to those who follow him. God has a plan for his people to enjoy time in his presence. God's word echoes this truth in the New Testament in a passage of scripture that connects Jesus' virgin birth to the Old Testament tabernacle. The word dwelt in John 1:14 is the Greek word skenu, meaning to pitch or live in a tent. It is translated as tabernacled. When God inspired John to write about the incarnation of Jesus Christ, he gave him the word for tabernacle, the same way God dwelt with his people, represented by the Ark of the Covenant and the Holy of Holies, is the same way Jesus dwells with his followers. Skenu denotes more than a general dwelling. It is a word that represents the intimate relationship believers can have with Jesus Christ. God sent his Son Jesus to reconcile sinners back into a right relationship with him. Jesus left his throne room in heaven and took on the nature of a servant, see Philippians 2, verse 7, so that we could have the opportunity to be allowed back into God's presence. We must never forget the reason Jesus came. James Montgomery Boyce warns of this in his writings on John's Gospel. He wrote, I wish it were possible to approach John 1:14 as though reading it for the first time. The verse contains something that was new and quite startling when it was first written, and yet for us who read it nearly 2,000 years later, it has become commonplace. We read, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father full of grace and truth. This was the great sentence for which the Gospel of John was written. It tells us, inexplicable as it may be, that God became man. Nevertheless, because we've heard that verse from childhood, we read it and are often strangely unmoved. Boyce goes on to share these following truths, followed by his application. We could translate the verse, the Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us. The Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. This last translation is particularly significant because the word refers beyond any question to the portable wilderness tabernacle or temple of the Hebrew nation. The tabernacle was the center of their worship and the most important single object in their camp. When Jesus Christ pitched his tent among us, he did so in order that men and women might see him and thus come to know God. John indicates this when he observes, "And we beheld his glory." This happened in a very literal way with the first disciples, about whom John is certainly speaking in this verse, for they saw the glory of Jesus during the days of his flesh. We must not miss the point that John has constructed his account of the first momentous week in Jesus Christ's earthly ministry to emphasize this great truth. It is also true that the experience of the early disciples is duplicated in all who believe in the Lord of glory today. For Paul writes of the experience of all Christians when he says that we, who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is Spirit. That's 2 Corinthians 3:18. Is that your experience? Have you beheld the glory of the eternal Son of God, who tabernacled among us and who is revealed to us today by means of his Holy Spirit? Scripture unmistakably connects Jesus' birth and life on earth to how God met with his people through the Old Testament tabernacle. God has always desired to make the hearts of his followers the place where he dwells. Some questions to consider. How does the word for dwell in John 1:14 show you the extent of God's passion to reveal his presence? Encounters with Jesus give us glimpses of his glory. In what ways have you witnessed his glory? And finally, how does the following scripture relate to Jesus coming to tabernacle or dwell with his people? From James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. How does the following scripture relate to Jesus coming to tabernacle or dwell with his people? From James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.